brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm David Knight, standing in for Alex Jones. He is live in London, and he's going to be joining us in just a moment. Just before the break, I was talking about Myanmar imposing a population control. Now, they are singling out. This is a little bit different from the China one-child policy. In Myanmar, they are imposing this strictly on a Muslim minority. But it's not just that. Listen to what the policy is. It says these children of this Muslim minority that are born out of wedlock or in a family that already has two children will not receive any status whatsoever from the government. Now, what does that mean? That means they won't get any education. That could be a blessing in disguise. But they won't get any other government services. They're unable to receive travel permission, so they won't be able to get out. And they are later not permitted to marry or to acquire property. They are subject to arbitrary arrest and detention. This is the sort of thing that we all are concerned about seeing when, earlier this week, we had Motorola's mobile division talking about what a terrible imposition it is to have to remember all of your passwords. So we're just going to make that easy for you. If you want to deal with the internet, you're going to have to wear this patch, or you're going to have to swallow this pill. And if you don't opt in to things like this, this is the sort of thing, exactly what they're doing in this Muslim minority here, the fact that they cannot travel, they cannot marry, they are subject to arbitrary arrest and detention at any time. Why? Because they were the third child, because they offended this authoritarian government, and Myanmar is a very, very authoritarian government. But this is exactly the sort of thing that we're concerned about happening in this country as our government makes it more and more difficult to do anything without being registered or identified by them. Remember that a huge part of the immigration bill that is up for consideration is biometric identification. Now, of course, they take our fingerprints, they have pictures of us, they have facial recognition. They are taking this to an all new level. And what is different about this is that in the name of saving us from illegal immigrants, they're going to make this biometric identification a prerequisite to getting a job. You see where this is leading? You got to have their ID before you can get a job. You have to have their approval before you'll be able to get onto the internet. Does this sound like the Book of Revelations or what? We're getting very close to something like that, aren't we? Do we have Alex on the line there, guys? Ready to come in or? Okay, we're going to have him in just a second. They're still having a little bit of issues with him. Now, one of the other things that's just come up is the top national security post. We've just had a resignation there. And it looks like Tom Donilon, who was the national security advisor, is resigning. And he's going to be replaced by, guess who? Susan Rice. Yeah, this is the person who was essentially touting the story that the Benghazi attack was a reaction to that. I wouldn't even call it a C-rate movie. I don't know. It's the most ridiculous, poorly produced movie I've ever seen. I can't believe that it would cause anybody to riot in the streets if you look at that, unless they want their money back from their ticket. It was just amazingly bad film. And Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton were making the talk show rounds, telling everybody that was what was behind the Benghazi attacks. Now, we know from other sources have told us that essentially there was internecine fighting going on within the CIA, that this was an area that was arming certain elements of our terrorist co-sponsors that are there. The same people that were supposedly being protected from were also being armed by the United States government. And we've been told that's what was really behind that, and certainly not a film. But this lady who touted that story is now up for National Security Advisor. We'll be right back with Alex Jones, live from London. Stay tuned.
Energy. introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide from north of London, England, here in Watford. I'm coming to you from our impromptu hotel room, which turned into kind of our press command center, with at least five of our reporters here writing stories for InfoWars.com. Let me just tell the syndicated radio audience and everyone else what's coming up now that we're into the second hour. David Knight did the first hour. He'll be riding shotgun with me in the second and third hour. And then Jakari Jackson's coming in a fourth hour of overdrive and maybe out beyond that, because it had been my intention today to drive in this morning to London and to go show the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace, complete, you know, just parasitic corruption being worshipped. I was going to also go show the city of London within London, the financial district that is the dominant center of the world of real globalist Rothschild, Rockefeller-type corruption. And then I was going to go to a couple other places, but then BBC Newsnight, the biggest program in the UK, but one of the biggest news programs worldwide. I mean, it's on you know, mainstream television in the US. It's probably one of the biggest news programs in the world, if not the biggest. They wanted to interview me. So I'd already gotten to London, and I was getting ready to do some live feeds there, and then come back and cover the beginnings of the Bilderberg meeting tonight that really kicks off tomorrow. when they called and said, please come back, we want to do an in-depth interview with you. And boy, was that a circus. So I'm going to tell you that story. And then I'm going to get into unprecedented media coverage. And they're trying to be snot-nosed about it in U.S. and British and European papers about, okay, Bilderberg exists, but big deal. People that want to cover royalty and heads of corporations and banks meeting in secret to rob you, you know, it's no big deal. So there's a big lobbying scandal in England right now. So what if people are having to resign in the government over stuff like this? So what if Bilderberg attendees have been indicted before at, four things they did at Bilderberg concerning ripping off taxpayers and inside deals? You know, corporate chiefs meeting with regulators in secret. I mean, this is totally illegal. They tried to spin that. So we're going to be looking at how they're responding as well today and cover the unprecedented press coverage that is going on right now. But then, in about an hour, I'm going to leave here again, jump on the train, go back into London, and I plan to broadcast live from Big Bend and Parliament. And so in the fourth hour of Overdrive, I will be broadcasting from right outside Big Bend. And there's so much free speech in London, the police will probably try to stop me with an iPhone talking into it. Because believe me, they're watching everything we're doing. You can't let slaves get the idea that they could use a phone to go broadcast from the streets of London. But regardless, we're going to do it. That's about 2 hours away. Some stations carry the fourth hour, some don't. But you'll be able to find the free audio and video streams at Infowars.com/show, which is the permanent link, or Infowars.com/Bilderberg for all of the coverage. And my biggest problem getting on air during something like this is that I've got hundreds of points I want to make. I mean, I have got so much breaking news. Kurt Nemo's got an article, Financial Scandal Draws Heat on Bilderberg Secrecy, dealing with indictments and resignations in the government for illegal lobbying and secret meetings, while the ultimate secret meeting that they said didn't exist is going on right now. I met with the highest level government official, government servant, he wants to be called that, who is over Bilderberg liaisoning with the government. And I'll just leave it at that. I basically met with the intelligence services of England. I mean, we'll just leave it at that. And they said Bilderberg is considering doing a press conference Friday or Saturday. They're having an internal debate, and they want this to happen. And Paul Watson put an article out on this morning that is just huge news. And everything was clicking because I talked to two different high-level senatorial aides who said, listen, there are people in the Bilderberg group, we know who they are, the Peter Thiel and people like that, who want to go public with Bilderberg and that want to, quote, have a free market and know that the New World Order is not going to succeed. And basically, it's the new revolution in Bilderberg, all these young people coming in who aren't like Nazi princes from the Netherlands and folks. Whether they're good or bad, they're playing the part of good cop right now. We don't know if they're good or bad. But I was already told by a senatorial aide and somebody else in the Senate. I'm just going to leave it at that. It wasn't technically right, two senatorial aides, but I'm trying to. The point is, Senate sources. So hard keeping track of all these sources and trying to not blow their cover. That they had met with members of the Bilderberg group or people that were members saying, look, we may just go public on this whole deal and the whole global governance program. And then I'm meeting with the head guy or gal. I'm not going to say who. I'm meeting, well, it was a guy and a gal, but the individual in the government, in the British government, who's giving, well, better not say that. The point is I meet with a high-level individual liaisoning in all this, and they confirm what I was told by two Senate connections months ago, and I happened to be at a party that had some of the biggest people in media at it. And they've got their finger on the pulse. They know how popular liberty is right now. They're kind of realizing we can't be us, join us. But I was invited to a private party a few months ago in Austin, Texas, where some of the biggest people, I don't mean on air, I mean people that run media empires. There's like six big media empires. One of these people is at the top of that. And they said to me, they said, look, Peter Thiel is a great guy, and he likes your show, and he doesn't like what's going on with the New World Order, and he doesn't like the fact that you're saying everybody at Bilderberg's bad. He says he's in there trying to get him to go transparent. I'm like, yeah, yeah, right. And I was told about somebody else. I'm not going to say their name. And then I'm hearing it from two senators, people that work for him. and then I'm sitting there with British intelligence telling me this. So let me tell you, Paul Watson, last night we're sitting around during this meeting that's off record, and I said, go write that. And he goes, I'm too tired. It's 11 o'clock at night, you know, after we got done meeting. We met them at like 9, and then we had dinner, and it was like 11. And he said, I'll do it in the morning. And then he writes this article. That's Paul's only problem. What we're doing is sensational. So my reporters tend to water down what we're doing because it's so incredible, the success we're having. We can't believe it. So he wrote this article. In fact, let me find the headline. My internet is just atrocious here in the kind of countryside of northwest of London. I can't even pull up the article that I had earlier. It's like dead from earlier today. I'm trying to find the exact headline. Can you guys put it up? No, wait. Internet's working now, that Paul Watson put up this morning. Here it is. Insider. Should be insiders. Bilderberg considering press conference. So I don't know if they're going to do it, but I've been told by two senatorial connections, a major media connection, and now British intelligence people. Just leave it at that. You know, these are the guys. Well, I can't say anything. I'll figure out who it is. That indeed they've met with Bilderberg's head of security and with all the spooks inside that were there already there last night. There's helicopters everywhere, you name it, for a meeting that doesn't exist, it doesn't matter. And that they are feeling the heat. It's not now that they're seen as avant-garde or they're seen as elusive or they're seen as mysterious or exclusive because they're so secret. Now they're getting that everything they wanted Bilderberg for is working against them. They want you looking at presidents and prime ministers and bureaucrats and no more above that. Because once you actually look at the power structure and go, they're getting taxpayer money, they're getting billions in bailouts, they're lobbying to raise taxes on poor and middle class, it's game over. Once the peasants know there's a castle and a corrupt king in it, if things aren't going well in the kingdom, the king is going to have people with pitchforks coming politically. So this is a huge victory. I was out there with the police. They were being ordered today by Bilderberg security to push us back, and they were arguing with them and refusing and smiling and quietly, when my camera was off, shaking my hands, our hands, and saying, look, we know what's going on. We don't like what's happening. And it wasn't good cop, bad cop. These cops had that energy in their eyes and the little tear in the corner of their eye, like they were burning with liberty, wanting to join us. And it was, you know, real. We know. Because people realize they have self-preservation. They realize this is bad for their kids. I was giving speeches about everybody's children out there, and I saw the cops looking at me like really getting it. And I got to tell you, England has its own corruption and problems, but the people have a lot of soul here. That's why they're so repressed. It's because they used to be a bunch of wild, you know, Celts running around. I mean, they are really getting it. In Virginia, the cops were on our side a day or two into it and came over and privately told us, the head cops, that they were listeners and everything. But now it's immediate with the police, where you'll turn your camera off and they'll grab you by the arm and go, we know what's going on. Don't you ever say we're with these people. But I'm like, well, why are you doing it? We'll be fired if we don't, you know, do all of this. But the point is that we have people driving by honking their horns, people stopping on bicycles and motorbikes that are listeners who live in Watford. I rode on the train to London, and a third of the people on the train in front of my crew in London were shaking my hand. Old women, young men, black people, white people, Arabs, everybody. I mean, Richard Reeves was there. It is incredible. And I had listeners coming over going, you don't know how big you are. Everyone in my apartment complex listens to you. You don't know. And again, I'm not bragging, hey, we're big, hey, we're cool, I'm a movie star. I'm not. It's the opposite. I'm giving you the good report that I am in England, and I was here 7 years ago, and we had one-tenth of the people on the street talk to us. And I don't know where all these listeners are, because our numbers show us about 15 million a week one way or the other. How is 15 million a week? I know we're going to break here. translating into people running over to me from Poland and people from Russia and people from South Africa and people from Germany saying, my whole family listens. This is incredible. The world is awakening. Big breaking Bilderberg news straight ahead on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's hard to cut off Metallica's rendition of this great song. The song continues that you don't ever fight back because you feel like you're outnumbered. And the globalists want you to feel like you're outnumbered, but you're not outnumbered. And that's why I'm telling you this. And let me tell you something. The protests and demonstrations haven't even begun. We probably had about 50 people out there today that just spontaneously showed up. And I happened to go over there for about an hour outside the Grove Hotel. And every 20th car or so would drive by and honk and say, Alex Jones. And then people were stopping on bicycles, and I'd go, do you live around here? Yeah. Guys on motorcycles, yeah, I live in this town. I'm a listener. We all listen. And then I was on the train, and people would say, you're Alex Jones. You're Alex Jones. And I listen. It wasn't just from the Piers Morgan thing that was aired on all the TV over here. And again, that's a good message. People know about the New World Order. If some, you know, egg-headed, you know, guy like me can have all these listeners and viewers, I don't know how it's so massive. That shows that we're not all alone. Richard Reeves is here. Reluctantly, he's coming on the air. Reeves, tell folks what you've seen here.
All right, folks. Absolutely. Everywhere Alex goes, he's more and more recognized. And I'll tell you why, Alex. The reason is because you know how to articulate and explain and reveal the New World Order to the public. That is the key. Even the police, you're able to deprogram, and even as heavily as they're programmed, Alex has the message to break through. So that's it. I've been running around with Alex doing these different remotes since, I think, around 2007. And I remember one night in Manhattan that we were there during a 9/11 event, and a guy just out of the blue that didn't even know that Alex was in town for events happened to run it and see Alex and hear Alex and say, hello, I recognize you. I've seen your videos. And now more and more as time goes by, that exact same thing happens. They hear Alex's voice first. They can hear him talking. They can hear him talking about, the groom of the stool needs to return to work with the queen. And all of a sudden they say, Alex Jones, I recognize that voice. I hear you. I've seen your videos. What a pleasure and honor to meet you.
Tell folks what happened today on the train.
Well, on the train, it was just
over. In London at that restaurant.
Absolutely. Everywhere we go, there's people that recognize the New World Order and know about the New World Order.
Yeah, but it was like a third of the people on the train.
Absolutely. Absolutely. About a third of the people. And it's just amazing. It's great. Pretty soon it'll be half the people. Pretty soon it'll be 75 or 80% of the people. So New World Order, you're in trouble. You guys, you're going to have to keep your steel cages around you, whether you're at the Grove or wherever you're at. The people are going to know about you. You're going to be the prisoners on this planet instead of us being the prisoners of the planet.
I mean, I got to say, though, and we got to have somebody explain this mystery to us, because I look at our numbers, and we have, you know, like a million visitors a day on average to both the websites, and 3 million or so on the radio and YouTube and everything. You got to get about 50 million a week, one way or another, listen, individuals. If you count, you know, 15 million coming back over and over again, it's like 30-something million a week. But that's what we can track. I don't know how 15 million people a week turns into, and again, I keep marveling at this on air, because we get on the train, and there's this old Italian woman, but you know, she spoke with a perfect British accent, but she told me her last name, a pretty Italian name. I won't say it.
Right.
Yeah, her name was Desiree, but the last name was so cool. Don't say it on air. The point is, and then the guy next to us, and then this lady, and they're all Alex Jones. And I'm like, you listen? Oh, we all listen. And I mean, it was more than a third on that train. And on the way back, it turns out, you're Alex Jones. You're Alex Jones. And it was just like, what, in England now? Again, I'm going to come back and cover news when we come back. But the news here, ladies and gentlemen, is that I'm just one little composite of the larger composite eye of awareness of all of us around the world, the consciousness of liberty, seeing the world, seeing justice. I'm just one guy. I'm a humble guy. I don't want to be on air. I'd like to run off and be a recluse. That's what I'm really like. I'm here, and I cannot believe this many people are awake. I mean, we're close to victory, and they're spying on everything with the NSA and Google. They know the answers that I don't know, how big the audience really is. And I don't know how this is happening, but let me tell you, it's amazing. Dave and I were going out to break, but what is your take on this good news?
Well, Alex, I think people can instinctively hear what you're doing. I know from working here that you're passionate about this. And that transparently comes through. I mean, you're really concerned about getting the word out. You've got a genuine concern about these eugenics types of things that we see happening. You don't want to see people get enslaved and bullied. You hate that. And that comes through.
But it says the awakening is huge. I'm embarrassed. People are more awake in England, and there's more of a, their eyes are more connected. This is what it was like growing up in Texas. These people are connected. They're smart. Everybody knows about how dumb Brits are. I mean, these people are awake. This Christian lady on the train was reading a C.S. Lewis book, and
we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a little bit of music from the legendary Spinal Tap. I have been told by a major rock star who knows the filmmakers that that is based on a real band, a an American band of all. It's actually Aerosmith. And that it's basically true. I mean, a lot of it is actually written into there as a big joke. I actually know Mr. Perry of Aerosmith. Nice folks. Side issue, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with Steve Watson, who you know writes for the last 11 years. I was brother for 11 years, you for 10, for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it was very nice to meet your Fräulein. Because last time I was here 7 years ago, or you were in the Texas, I hadn't met your girlfriend. She's very nice. And we're here. We've got David Knight riding shotgun. He'll do the third hour today covering news, the scandals, all of the latest information. But at the same time, we're then going to get into London and broadcast in a fourth hour from out on the bridge or close to Big Ben. Some really great scenic shots for you out there. We're going to march around London give you a fourth hour there as well. There is a ton of audio and video and photos up at Twitter, at Real Alex Jones, all of that. But here's the big bottom line. Bilderberg didn't want to be identified to exist because there's nothing about presidents and prime ministers. They don't want to be scrutinized. And now that we force this out into the mainstream dinosaur media because it made them so non-pertinent, they didn't even count anymore. They didn't even, what's the term I'm looking for, where they weren't even in the game anymore because they were denying this existed while the real media, Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, even 5-6 years ago, London Guardian, here in the UK, American Free Press, and others were covering it. They were saying there are no smoking rooms, there's not royalty and rich people meeting. It's crazy to think elites want to control the government to shut down their competition and get taxpayer money. Elites never do that. And bears don't live in the woods either. They don't do other things in the woods either. And grizzly bears don't eat salmon. It's a conspiracy theory. And so by just denying, they've discredited themselves. And so I'm out there. I'm going to tell the story. We're going to go Steve and get David Knight's take on this. And I'm in London. I'm about to do all this live streaming from London. And the BBC says, yeah, it's totally, what was her name, Zoe something? She's a Newsnight presenter. It's like one of the biggest shows in the world. And she says, I will have fair questions for you, and it's going to be completely reasonable, and we just want to get your take on this. So can you please get back on the train, that takes like 30 minutes, and come back to Watford and then drive out to the Grove? So I said, okay, I'll come. I show up. The police had said, you know, you're allowed to come to this protest area. This is where interviews are. So I show up there, and they go, well, now the Grove says you can't be here. Private security, literally in disheveled outfits with pot bellies, came over and commanded the police. The police begrudgingly did what they were told. They said, well, now you got to move over there. I promise you only have to move over there, and then we'll stop. And I go, I know how this works. Then it'll be move over there. So they move us, all on live streams, like 100 yards down. And then the police are really getting irritated because it's, you know, they're being told to do this. And the BBC lady starts going, so you imagine they're having a meeting. And you were there. You can talk about it in a minute. And I'm like, well, no, you know this meeting's real. You're a conspiracy theorist. And I went, well, you know, at least we now have them admitting this meeting's happening. Who says there's a meeting? Why do you think there's one? And I go, well, look, there's the police. There's helicopters above. This is where the globalists are meeting. They are meeting. And why are you being conspiracy theorists believing that? And I went, well, you're trying to make me mad. And I went, so I laughed at her. And at the end of the interview, she goes, yes, I was trying to bait you. Well, you were a witness. Well, the exact word was, what did she say? What was the exact word, Steve Watson of PrisonPlanet.com?
I can't remember what the exact word was, but she was there. She admitted that it was
her. Get up on the mic.
She admitted it was her role to basically make Alex shout and rave so that they could use a soundbite on Newsnight this evening.
And again, we have the video clip. It's going to pop in my mind in a minute. Paul's upstairs, right above us, trying to upload it to YouTube. So maybe if that gets up on his channel or my channel, I'm not sure which one he's uploading all these clips to, we can play that in the next hour because that's really important. She said something like, I was trying to antagonize you. I'm trying to make you angry. She didn't really succeed.
She basically just wanted Alex to repeat his Piers Morgan rant, which...
Maybe I should have done that because it would have backfired. People are angry.
Well, a lot of people...
See, I wasn't thinking in a manipulative way. I was trying to go, you know, there's a lobbying scandal. They're in their meeting secret. They've been indicted before for criminal lobbying. Lockheed Martin in the 77. You know, we're just trying to cover this. Why are taxpayers paying for it? But why are you imagining the meeting? It doesn't exist, Alex. And she's like, I'm just trying to make you angry. I was just baiting you.
Yeah, she was just... Alex was running through the facts, and she was just basically trying to make him rant and rave and sound like a lunatic so they could use that on their nightly news program. And then she went up to... There's a few protesters there already, but there aren't a lot there yet. There'll be a lot more there tomorrow. But she went up to the people that were there, sought out the most sort of disheveled-looking protesters that were there. And
yeah, they found one hippie that looks like Gandalf out of about 50 people, and he'll be on tonight.
There were plenty of people there that we were speaking to that were, you know, very
suits and ties,
eloquent
Cambridge professors
that looked, you know, like normal everyday people. But she sought out the most weird-looking protester that she could and asked to interview him. The guy could barely even speak, so they'll probably edit that together with a clip of Alex shouting and say, oh, this is all, you know, silliness about nothing. Which is, you know, that's what they've been sent there to do. That's the way they operate. She looked like she didn't want to be there. She was very stern-faced. She wouldn't speak to any of us in any capacity, really, other than, you know, just to do the job that she was sent to do.
Hey, Alex, can I interject something here?
I don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah, David Knight's going to make a point. You can't hear it. We need to get you some headphones. But David Knight, make your point.
You know, as I'm listening to this, people are smart enough to understand how they've been manipulated by the media. You know, what you're describing about with this BBC reporter is what people have seen over and over again from the media. And you can see that even when there's not somebody like you pointing it out. You know, for years and years, decades, we had just three major networks here, four if you count NPR, but they were pretty much controlling the media. They were pretty much all reading off of the same script. We knew there was something wrong. We didn't know exactly what the truth was. We'd get little glimmers and pieces of it, but it's exactly what you're talking about. And what's making this really spread is the fact that people are hungry for authentic news that's not filtered, that's not spun, and that's not what they're getting from the BBC. It's not what they're getting from the mainstream media here. And I think the way you're describing the way they're trying to manipulate this by selectively picking who they want to show, trying to make you angry to get a sound bite, that's exactly what we've seen from the media for such a long time. And people are so sick and tired of being manipulated by the press and by the government.
No, exactly. It's not that InfoWars.com is even that good. We're just regular folks sick of this crap trying to build a media operation. It's that they're playing the same old tricks over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear him, but David Nice bringing up the point of people seeing these tricks in the media anymore. That's why they're losing their entire audience. And then it's kind of sad that we're the best there is. We're not superstars in the info war because we're that great. It's because everybody else is sitting there with their thumbs up their, you know what. Steve Watson, your take on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one is going to seriously get any information out of this BBC report. They're going to get the information from the reports that we're uploading, and that there are some other activists there that are, you know, there's a lot of them uploading videos constantly and streaming, live streaming. That's where people are going to get their information from about Bilderberg. There are no other mainstream media there at the moment. So, you know, where are they? There's a massive, giant steel fence that's been put up around
at taxpayer expense.
Yeah, around the entire perimeter. There are hundreds of police there, and yet they're telling us that there's nothing going on. It doesn't exist. So
she said that over and over again.
Yeah, because she wanted a soundbite.
There's no meeting. Why
do you think there's a meeting? Because there's a huge security operation.
Helicopters and police. And
yeah, police helicopters buzzing overhead. The police start...
Well, they play this mind game. It's like people are sick of playing it.
Yeah, people see right through it. And the police, The police don't know what they're doing yet. I spoke to a police officer. I was being nice to him. I asked him if he was there all weekend. He said he was. And I said, so what, are you going to be, like, at the front here, at the gates, all weekend? And he said, I don't know. I haven't been given any orders yet. And he kept going, can you move back, please? And I was going, where do you want me to move to? He's like, I don't know. Just move. So they don't know what they're doing yet, because they're taking their orders from the private security
people. You'd have a private security car pull up, and I'm not knocking people with a potbelly. I got one. But like some 20-year-old potbelly would get out and go, with his shirt hanging out, and go, move them, move them. And we're like on this public sidewalk. People are walking their dogs, and the cops are saying, you can't walk your dog. And it's just like somebody.
Yeah, there was a couple. When we pulled up to the front gate, there was a couple of private security guys there who looked about, they were probably about 19 or something like that, and they really panicked when they saw you because they knew who you were. They'd clearly been told to watch out for this guy arriving. They were straight on the radio. It's like, oh my god, he's here, what are we gonna do? And then loads more sort of private security people came down, and eventually somebody obviously got wind that we were there, that you were there, and a few other protesters turned up, and that's when the police came down.
And when the police were marching up the hill, because you know, there's like a hill going down to a valley, and then up to the hill with a hotel, the police were marching up like they had to face Godzilla or something. And then once they figured out it was just people going, hey, bankers are meeting, it's just so ridiculous that they've spun all this. Well, Steve, great job. Go get Paul and the rest of the crew ready so we can get the train into London for a 4-hour of overdrive, because I'm going to finish up with some news. But great job. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that people should come along to the meeting, and we can, you know, if we get a lot of numbers there, then we can, you know, get some information out there and make this, you know, a big thing. Because at the moment, we're just, you know, there's not a lot of people there at the moment, so we just need to get everyone.
Well, sure, it doesn't even kick off till tomorrow. It'll be big tomorrow, probably 500, 1,000 Friday, 3,000-4,000 Saturday, I'm guessing. And then Sunday it'll taper off. This is huge. This is going to be, I mean, the fact that they're admitting it exists, now we can have a debate about it. I mean, this is the end. I mean, this is the beginning of the end.
Yep.
Thank you, Steve Watson.
Thank you.
All right, there is Steve Watson. I'm not making jokes or anything. That's always positive. But Steve, great job.
By the way, I brought you a cup of English breakfast.
He brought me a cup of English breakfast tea. That's very important. That's a religious sacrament around here. You get energized like Stonehenge from this. David Knight is with us. But folks, we don't tend to hype things up as our problem. I have talked to people in the Senate, and then I was at dinner with this big media executive, the head of a major media company, that I was invited to another party, and these people were there. It turned out I was invited because they were there, and they wanted to talk to me. And it wasn't the old co-op me, hey, shut up, we'll give you a job. It was, hey, we talked to these Bilderberg attendees, and they're sick of it all, too, and you know they're thinking about going public. Now, whether that happens this year or not, there is a debate in Bilderberg of that happening, because I was speaking to one of the top people involved in the British government with security liaisoning with Bilderberg, who said, I've met with their head people, their spokesman. They're thinking about a press conference. How will you respond to a press conference, and what are your ideas they want to know? So it's a dialogue directly with Bilderberg. And I said, well, I don't expect them to march up to the demonstrators and everybody, because they don't control that. They're control freaks. But I think they should come to the alternative media or whoever's in the media area and take maybe, you know, 10 representatives of the media up to the garden at the hotel that has all the transhumanist stuff and do a press conference Friday or Saturday, because that's what they were saying. And so Bilderberg is like now trying to reach out to us. Now I realize that, like first senators' offices, then media, and now the intelligence agency, the domestic intelligence agency of the UK, MI5 basically, meeting with us, saying Bilderberg may want a dialogue. What do you think of that? And of course, that's how these globalists operate. They go to the heads of every group and they try to organize something, and they get the world's looking at them. They get now that they can always control the media. And in the U.S., nobody covers it but Drudge and InfoWars. Now, CNBC, and I saw a bunch of other major U.S. news. In fact, that's news right there that I've never seen this morning. In fact, I wrote down notes. I think they're over there, Richard. Of everybody, it was like CNBC and a bunch of other big U.S. news. Because MSNBC isn't big, but CNBC actually has some readers. They were all talking about, you know, Bilderberg and meeting in secret and how this looks terrible. And, you know, Bilderberg needs to be transparent, the CNBC was saying in their headline. And maybe the guys can pull it up and give me the exact headline. But the point is that this is unprecedented. Because they've kept a stonewall that there's no secret government, there's no corruption, the Federal Reserve's not private, there's no New World Order, there's no... And now, again, I keep going back to the fact we're having this debate. So here's some of the articles up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Financial scandals draw heat on Bilderberg secrecy. Bilderberg 2013, welcome to 1984. Charlie Skelton, London Guardian, has authorized us to post his whole articles. So the Guardian said we can post their whole articles. That's great. It's just weird to have them reach out. Like, Guardian says publish our entire articles. So, okay, they're up there. British Bilderberg participant decries group secrecy. You've got in Germany, Britain, and other countries, former attendees are coming out against it. People are getting this New World Order. A lot of them were sold New World Order was going to help everybody. And now they're going, what, we implode the economy on purpose under Agenda 21 and shut down all the competition, and all the libertarians and conservatives have the environmental groups shut them down, their businesses and the tax offices. It's not just in the U.S. that the socialists and the collectivists through the globalists shut down businesses. It's also in Europe. So we're going to come back and break this down. This is a huge awakening. This is mega massive. I mean, I'm looking at this. This is a revolution against the shadow government happening.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you'll love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator.
refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's DiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's DiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's DiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's DiscountSupply.com.
No, this is the UK.
A little piece of me. A little piece of you.
A little piece of me.
Will die.
I did it backwards. A little piece of you, a little piece of me. Will die for America. Will die for the system. A little bit of David Bowie there. Actually, we're playing a little China Girl. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I'm going to go about 5 minutes the next hour. Then I'm going to throw it to David Knight and Jakari Jackson in that next hour. Then a little bit after that, we'll go live from London in a fourth hour of Overdrive. But it is unprecedented that, again, you've got all these members of German Parliament, British Parliament, former attendees of Bilderberg, coming out and saying, this is criminal, this is wrong, what's going on? And a lot of it is people are compartmentalized. When the globalists came to me over the years, they said, look, you're a talented broadcaster. You stop talking about the New World Order and bad-mouthing it. It's meant to feed hungry Africans. It's meant to help the world. Global government is good. Just you can be a right-winger. Just stop talking about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. I was giving this speech over and over again. And then it comes out they're going to double the carbon taxes on the third world and kill them under carbon taxes. And even the UN people vote against it. Globalism is really nasty, folks. And its biggest crime is that it doesn't just get taxpayer money. They shut down your competition, their competition, so they can dominate. They ruin societies. There's so much wealth. There's so much technology that we could all be living like kings. But they're artificially suppressing economies. They call that overheating economies. And they're trying to reduce our numbers population-wise. And so many yuppies and trendies go, good, there are too many people. You're being targeted too. Whether it's true or not that there's too many people. We need to be aware of this. So, and by the way, we've uploaded like 10 videos last hour to my YouTube channel, and to Paul Watson's Prison Planet Live channel. We need to get those up on Infowars.com and at the Bilderberg site on Infowars.com, because I haven't even gotten the BBC stuff up yet because we're streaming. This phone's the one enabled with the data package for us to broadcast on. As soon as this is over, when we're on the train, folks, we're going to be uploading videos aggressively of the BBC lady. I want to find the one on here where she's like, Paul, I can't remember what was the exact word. She said, I'm trying to make you angry.
That was it.
I'm trying to provoke you. That's it. Tell folks about that, Paul Watson.
Yeah, the BBC arrived shortly after we did at the entrance to the Grove. They wanted to interview Alex. And almost as soon as the interview started, she asked Alex a basic question. Then her first response after that was, but aren't you all conspiracy theorists? Aren't you just a conspiracy theorist?
Aren't you crazy?
Aren't you crazy?
How do you know it exists?
Not what's the agenda, who's participating, what's Bilderberg about, what's its history. Aren't you crazy? And this is supposedly someone who works for the premier news organisation in Britain, which every British citizen has to pay about £134 a year just to not get a knock on their door from these thugs for the TV licence. It's mandatory. And it goes to the BBC. And this is the calibre of reporter that they send out to a meeting of 140 of the world's most prominent power brokers.
Completely.
But she obviously had orders to just try and make you look stupid so they could get a little soundbite and put it on Newsnight where you're saying, you know, I'm crazy like a fox. Because they're not going to use anything else. And she was there to provoke. She admitted afterwards, and we got it on camera.
And she lied to me. She said, I have a serious interview. We'll get your info. Because I was like, well, hey, you've got a major lobbying scandal. We need to cover this. Of course, sir, please.
You kept getting into the serious issues. She just completely ignored everything you were saying and said, oh, aren't you crazy? Isn't this just a conspiracy theory?
We'll be back and get David Knight's take on that. A ton of news at InfoWars.com on this breaking right now. We're going to have a third hour and a fourth hour today. InfoWars.com/Bilderberg. We are the resistance. You are the resistance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.